Chapter 7, Monte Cristo. The young Amelia arrived at the island in the evening. Dantes went onto the island. Where is the treasure? He thought. I must wait until morning to look for it. The next morning, Dantes quietly walked away while the men rested. He found a path just like the one in Faria's map. Dantes followed the path. He noticed stones with marks on them. Where the marks stopped, Dantes found a rock too big and heavy to move. He decided to return to his friends. From the beach, the men from the young Amelia saw Dantes. They watched him climb down from some large rocks. But then he fell. The men ran to Dantes and found him on the ground. Dantes did not move. The captain asked, "Is he dead?" Jacopo looked closely at Dantes. "No," he said, "he is not dead." After a while, Dantes opened his eyes. He told them that his leg hurt badly.
"We must sail this morning," the captain said. "Try to carry him onto the ship," he told two men.
"No," Dantes said. "My leg hurts too much. Leave me here with some food and an axe."
"We will come back in a week," the captain said.
Jacopo said, "I will stay with you, Dantes. You would give up your share of the money from working on the ship to stay with me?" Dantes asked. "Yes, my friend," said Jacopo. "You are very kind," said Dantes, "but I don't want anyone to stay with me. I will be all right." So the men gave Dantes what he asked for and sailed away. Dantes hadn't really fallen. He had just wanted to be alone. He returned to the large rock. He noticed that there were small stones and dirt all around it. It looked like someone put the stones and dirt there. Dantes moved the small stones from the top. He made a small hole. He put his arm into the hole, but still, he could not move the big rock. Dantes used the axe to cut a strong branch from a tree. Then he put one end of the branch into the hole and pulled on the other end. He pulled as hard as he could. The rock moved. Then it began to roll. The rock rolled down the hill and splashed into the sea. Behind where the rock had stood, Dantes found steps. The steps went down into a dark underground room. In the room, Dantes found a big wooden chest. Gold coins, gold cups, and gold rings were in the chest. Dantes had found a treasure.